ABC Radio Australia.
Many of Papua New Guinea's provinces are on high alert after a surge in the numbers of COVID-19 cases in the capital, Port Moresby. Authorities have now confirmed 65 cases in the country and 2 deaths. The PNG government this week banned all but essential domestic travel from the capital, but the local TV station MTV is reporting that flights to other provincial capitals are still continuing. Health authorities in some of these provinces are now calling on the national government to do more and also ban people from travelling on the main highway, that's the gateway to the Highlands region, to stop any potential spread. But one governor isn't so concerned with stopping people entering his province because he's confident in the protocols they have in place. Bethany Harriman reports from Port Moresby.
The news that more than 60 people infected with COVID-19 is sounding alarms throughout Papua New Guinea. Health authorities in the Morobe province have also announced a 37-year-old male who flew to the provincial capital Lae tested positive for COVID-19. He also works for the National Health Department. There is now a concern in Lae that there could be community transmission.
But we've given good awareness since the first wave in January. We've given it health education.
Miriam Kay heads up the Bumo Clinic in Lae City. She says locals have been told how to stay safe, but they aren't taking the message seriously.
A lot of ignorance happening right now because whatever we've taught them, it's not happening. Like social distancing, avoiding handshakes, the need to wash your hands, wear a mask, and eating right.
The Morobe Provincial Health Authorities have put the latest COVID case, along with 74 other health workers, in quarantine. At Lae's main Anga Hospital, CEO Kipas Binga is strongly urging people to wear masks.
At least have something to cover your mouth when you're in town or you're in contact with people around, or even if you are symptomatic with a cough or flu-like symptom.
Lae is connected to the populous Highlands region by the Highlands Highway, PNG's main transport artery. Morobe Provincial Health Advisor Mika Yawing says they've set up screening centres at the city airport and on the highway out of the province.
And if anybody we're going to make sure that, we test them. So those are the screening point is very important. So we'll make sure that, we control the movement of people.
In Mount Hagen, the biggest city in the Highlands region, the head of the Provincial Health Authority, David Vost, says they've been preparing for the potential arrival of COVID-19 since March.
We've got screening occurring at the Kagamurga Airport, which is the entry point for Western Highlands by air, and we've asked the controller he could restrict traffic on the highway to commercial traffic only, because we see Lae and Madang, of course, as a potential source of infection.
There's anecdotal evidence that as the situation worsened in Port Moresby, many people left the city for their home provinces before domestic air travel restrictions came into force. While authorities around the country are taking the steps to stop the movement of people, East Sepik's governor, Alan Bird, says he won't prevent people coming home, but there are protocols people need to follow.
We did do some testing ourselves, and we had indications that COVID-19 had actually passed through our province earlier in January and February. I don't want to worry too much and start getting crazy because it's already come through. I think that we've got to start learning to live with it. That might sound a little bit harsh.
But in January, in the early days of the pandemic, he banned Chinese nationals from entering his province. Governor Bird says PNG doesn't have an aging population, so the risks can be manageable if protocols are followed.
We've got a very small aging population and a very small vulnerable population compared to Western countries, I would think. We don't have too many people living beyond 60. I've taken a flexible approach, study, understand it, and then move forward without destroying the economy in the process.
Papua New Guinea's already struggling health system will be put to the test, with the threat of the coronavirus moving government attention away from other diseases, such as HIV and drug-resistant tuberculosis.